I hear you want to talk to me about Jimmy, Jillian says. Her heart feels too big for her chest. I'm afraid I do. Gary sizes Jillian up fast, the tattoo on her wrist, the way she takes one step back when he addresses her as if she expects to be hit. Have you seen him recently? I ran away in June. I took his car and hit the road and haven't heard from him since. Gary nods and makes some notes. But the notes are just scribbles, nothing but nonsense words. Ivory Snow, he's written at the top of the page. Wolverine. Apple Pie. 2 + 2 = 4. Darling. He's jotting down anything in order to appear concentrated on official business. This way, Sally and her sister won't be able to look into his eyes and sense that he doesn't believe Jillian. She wouldn't have had the nerve to take off with her boyfriend's car, and Hawkins wouldn't have let it go so easy. No way. He would have caught up with her before she reached the state line. Probably a smart move, Gary says. He's done this before, smoothed out the doubt so it doesn't seep through his voice. He reaches into his jacket pocket, takes out Hawkins' legal record and spreads it across the table for Jillian to see. Jillian sits down to get a better look. Wow, she says. Jimmy's first arrest for drugs was so many years back he couldn't have been more than 15 years old. Jillian runs her finger down a list of crimes that goes on, the misdemeanors becoming more violent with every year, until they veer into felonies. It looks as if they were living together when he was picked up for his last aggravated assault, and he never bothered to mention it. Unless Jillian is mistaken, Jimmy told her he'd gone to Phoenix to help his cousin move some furniture on the day of his court date. She cannot believe what an idiot she was for all those years. She knew more about Ben Fry after 2 hours than she knew about Jimmy after 4 years. Jimmy seemed mysterious back then, with deep secrets he had to keep. Now the facts are apparent. He was a thief and a liar, and she went and sat still for it for longer than would seem humanly possible.
I had no idea, Jillian says. I swear to you. All that time, I never asked him any questions about where he went and what he did. Her eyes feel hot, and when she blinks, it doesn't do any good. Not that that's any excuse. You don't have to make any excuses for who you love, Gary says. Don't apologize.